今天是这个门徒训练第一天的时间了。
It's the first discipleship that we have.
今天我们的主题是卓越性。
And today's title is outstanding.
先我们想看看这个 COVID-19 是从哪里开始的呢？
Let's think about this. Where did this coronavirus come from?
是从武汉开始的吗？
Does it really start from Wuhan?
正确来讲可以说是从上帝那边开始的。
Correctly speaking, we can say that it comes from God.
那么另一句话来说的话，上帝批准了。
In other words, God permitted it.
上帝批准的结果呢，恶者才能搞起来啊，这一次的 COVID-19。
And since God permitted it, that's why the devil can strike this coronavirus.
耶稣也很清楚告诉我们，你们一定要分辨天气和时代的神迹。
The Bible says that we need to discern the time and as well as the sign of the time.
不要以为 corona 是从武汉那边开始的。
And we don't think that this coronavirus comes from Wuhan.
我再来告诉你们，是从上帝那边开始的。
And I said that it actually comes from God.
那么撒旦有能力了。
Well, Satan has the ability.
但是呢，虽然他有能力，但是呢，他自己无法开始什么事情。
Although he has the power, but he cannot start things by himself.
也自己无法结束什么事情。
And he has no power to put an end to anything.
所以，真的，我们信耶稣基督的人没有理由惧怕。患难这个惧怕撒旦搞起来的这些的灾难。
And so as Christians, we don't have to fear on this kind of tribulations and all the tribulation that is stirred by these devils.
任何恶者，我们的上帝没有批准的话，根本不能开始什么事情，也不能结束他们所做的事情。
Without the permissions of God, none of the devil can start or to put an end on anything.
只有我们的上帝才是开始。就是还有呢最后的了。
Therefore, we can say that the Lord is the beginning and the end.
我们一定要弄清楚的很重要的一件事情是我们的上帝才是历史的掌管者。
We have to understand this, that our God is the holder of the history.
相信这一点的话，所有的事情都有一个重大的意义了。
And if we believe in this, we understand that everything has a significance.
到了这个时间，上帝有他的计划，他的目的，所以呢，批准让恶者来搞起来这样的问题。
And so by this time, God has a plan and purpose. That's why God permitted the devil to come with this disaster.
比如说是这样的，我们看这个历代志上第21:1。
Let's look at First Chronicles chapter 21.
在那边说，撒旦激动了大卫。目的，他的目的什么？让大卫来数点以色列的人口。
And therefore, here it says in verse chapter 21, here says that Satan moved David to number Israelites.
那么结果呢？这个真的是这个大卫数点了以色列的人口。
And so David numbered the Israelites.
因着这样的事情发生了瘟疫。
Because of that, plague happened.
结果呢？四天的时间里面，70,000人死了。
And therefore, within 4 days, 70,000 people died.
70,000人了。
70,000 people.
这个历代志上第21:14。
Verse 14.
但是历代志上第21:7和第14怎么说呢
？Verse 7 and 14 here says.
在那边说，我们的上帝降灾。给以色列人。
And here says that the Lord sent a plague upon Israel.
意思说，为什么撒旦能够激动大卫来数点以色列的人口呢
？How is it possible that Satan can move David to number the Israel？
因为撒旦有能力。
Because Satan has the power。
圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible never says so。
上帝批准了。
But the Bible says that the Lord allowed that。
上帝决定了降灾给。以色列的。
God has decided to send a plague upon Israel.
撒旦自己无法开始什么事情。
No, Satan doesn't have the ability to start anything.
撒旦自己也无法开这个结束什么事情。
Satan doesn't have the ability to end anything as well.
4天的时间里面7万个人死了
Within 4 days, 70,000 people died.
那是4天的时间是撒旦决定的时间吗？
And 4 days is it by the permissions and the decisions of Satan?
不是的，上帝决定的时间了。
It's a time that was decided by God.
那个撒旦呢，他愿意的话，可以结束他所做的事情。
Can Satan decide on the things that he wants?
他愿意的话，可以延期他要做的事情。
Can he postpone and delay the things that he wants?
不可能的。
It is impossible.
这是撒旦呢，在上帝的计划里面开始什么事情，结束什么事情而已。
Satan can only start things and end things within the plan of God.
如果相信这一点的话，我们信耶稣基督的，无论发生什么事情。
If we believe in this, we as believers, how should we be worried and fearful and have anxieties?
无论怎么样，我们的上帝对自己孩子身上有平安、祝福，除了这个以外，没有其他的计划了。
No matter what, God has a plan for His children, for peace and blessing. Other than that, there isn't any other.
所以都是为了上帝的孩子来安排所有的事情。
And so, on behalf of His children, to arrange all things.
所以呢，我们碰到灾难。 的时候呢，一定要明白上帝透过这个灾难来要告诉我是什么事情。
And so through the sufferings and disaster, we have to understand what is God talking to us.
所以呢，我们透过这个 corona 来看看上帝要说什么话，是那么重要的一件事情。
And so from the perspective of what is God speaking to us through this corona, this is important.
所以呢，从这个角度来看的话，今天年轻人不多。 没有那么多的年轻人出现，是对牧师来讲太难过了。
And so there isn't much of this young people to pastor is something that is very sad.
我们一定要弄清楚，只有上帝才是历史的掌管者。
Now we have to understand that God is the author of history.
你的努力、你的计划、你的能力是没什么用的。
Or your diligence, your own strength, that is nothing.
如果你违背上帝的旨意、违背上帝的计划，你没有按着上帝的时间，没有按着上帝的旨意，没有按着上帝的计划来走的话。 无论你怎么努力，不管你是什么样的聪明的人，没什么用的。
And so if you violate the plan and the will of God, no matter what kind of strength and diligence or how smart you are, it is useless before Him.
一定要弄清楚人呢，离开上帝的旨意、上帝的计划来生活的话，只能面对痛苦，最后。
Understand this, that if we depart from the will of God and the plan of God, in the end, we're just faced with destructions and perish.
所以呢，我们一定要明白我们的上帝对 corona 这个virus到底有什么旨意，有什么计划呢？
Now we have to understand what is the plan that God have out of this coronavirus.
肯定的是 corona 以后呢会面对。 更大的灾难。
And so what we are sure is that after coronavirus, a greater disaster will happen.
你的文凭、你的大学的学位、你的博士学位无法应付。
Your qualifications, your doctorate cannot deal with what's coming.
你努力拿到了博士学位。
So you strive really hard to get a doctorate.
变成无用之物了。
It will become something that is useless.
所以呢，现在我们的上帝为什么让恶者来搞起来这个 corona 呢？
And so why did God stir this corona this time?
为的是让我们来装备将来的事情。
So that we can equip ourselves for what is to come.
那么意思说，现在我们的上帝呢，透过这个 corona 来。 警告我们,
and therefore to say that God uses coronavirus to warn us.
好，我们看看这个圣经。
Let's look at the Bible now.
圣经里面有很多这个发生过，这个有几次发生过的这个瘟疫的。There
were a few plagues that took place in the Bible.
大概80%是我们的上帝呢用瘟疫来审判了这个罪人。
And 80% of these plagues is used to judge the wicked, the sinners.
那么剩下20%嘛?
Well, left the 20%, right?
对不对？现在发生过有几次瘟疫嘛?
And so a few times of this plague took place.
这个瘟疫里面80%是用在审判了。
And 80% of this plague was used for judgment.
那么剩下的20%里面呢，因着人的罪发生了瘟疫。
20% of this percentage actually happened because of the sin of man.
还有最后呢，
at the same time, this plague and pestilence will happen at the time of the end.
所以我们看这个, 马太福音24章,
Let's look at Matthew
24,
verse
7
to
8.
Or Mark chapter 13, verse 8.
到了世界的末日一定会发生地震饥荒和瘟疫
So at the time, at the last days, there's definitely going to be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes.
现在这个马太福音第二十四章第七节华文圣经呢没有把这个瘟疫翻译出来了
For Chinese Bible, there isn't this word pestilence.
但是这个什么 King James Version pestilence 这就是瘟疫的意思了
And so, but the word here pestilence is pestilence in English translation.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们
And so the Bible tells us very clearly
到了世界的末日一定会发生瘟疫的
In the last days, pestilence will take place
但是这个发生的这个瘟疫呢 不是一次性的
This pestilence is not going to be one-off
这是开始而已啊
It is just the beginning
以后继续会发生
And it will continue to happen in the future
那个强度呢越来越强
And that intensity is going to grow
你看第八节
Verse 8
第八节请 这都是灾难的起头
All this are the beginning of sorrows
那么这个现在我们面对这个 corona 了
And so we're facing a coronavirus right now
那么 corona 是世界现在告诉我们这个世界的末日吗
And so coronavirus is it telling us that it's the end time
圣经告诉我们说，当然这个瘟疫呢发生过很多次了。
Now plague took place a couple of times.
但是呢，都是局部的瘟疫而已啊。 比如说发生在以色列，发生在Spain，发生在什么这个什么美国，发生在什么地方，就是这样的了。
So it's by portion, perhaps in Israel or America or like in Spain.
但是 全世界性的瘟疫是挪亚大洪水以来是第一次了
And so for a pandemic that happened worldwide since Noah's time, it's the first time
不敢相信的话,你自己查看这个历史
Well, if you don't believe, you can check the history
挪亚大洪水是全世界性的
Now, Noah's flood, it's worldwide
所以呢,这个挪亚这个大洪水过后,第一次 发生了全球性的灾难
After Noah's flood, this is the first time that took place a worldwide pandemic
那么现在在地球上有240多个国家
And so in our world right now, we have about 240 over nations
目前是230多个国家都面对这个 corona
230 of those nations have received and got this coronavirus
真的是人类的历史里面第一次 发生了全球性的灾难
In mankind history, this is the first time that a worldwide pandemic and disaster have happened
你看马太福音24章第7节怎么说呢
Matthew 24 verse 7 he says
第7节多处必有饥荒地震瘟疫
And he says there will be famine, pestilence and earthquake in various places
这里的多处的意思是全球性的意思
And various places here refers to nationwide
那么 从这个圣经的经文来看的话，这一次的 corona 呢，真的是告诉我们，现在我们面对世界的末日。
And so through this coronavirus, it tells us that we are facing with the time of the end right now.
无论怎么样，这个因着这样的事情，不需要惧怕、担心、忧虑。
And no matter what, do not have worries, fears, and anxiety over it.
我发现到很多人听到世界的末日这个字的话，紧张会惧怕。
When people heard of this word end time, they become very fearful and they are in anxiety.
我刚刚说了，我们的上帝是。 历史的掌管者
And I say that our God is the author of history
我们的上帝不是为了害我们来批准
He don't harm us, that's why he permitted these things
他有美好的计划
In fact, he has a beautiful plan
所以呢让恶者来搞起来这些的灾难
That's why he permitted the devil to strike this kind of things
我们看电影
We watch movies
英文是 climax怎么讲 highlight 最高峰、最高潮的事情安排在哪里呢？ 最后的
And so usually when we watch a movie, the climax actually is put at the end of the movie.
不是吗？Highlight, climax, 最高潮的事情呢安排在、电影的最后部分。
Usually the climax is always arranged at the end of that movie, right?
从这个角度来看到啊，我们感恩了。
From this perspective, we should be grateful.
没有让我们出生这个诞生在这个清朝那边。
We are not born during the Qing Dynasty.
让我们诞生在这个黑暗这个时代里面。
But to be born in this climax.
让我们来这个诞生在 climax 这个最高潮的这个时代。
To be born during this time of climax.
为什么呢
？Why so？
因为你是那么重要的人物。
Because you are such an important person.、
我们的上帝愿意让你负责最重要的角色。
And God wills for you to be in charge of an important role.
所以呢，现在我们的上帝呢，透过这个 corona 来让你装备、最重要的这个角色的。
And so God through this coronavirus to prepare you and equip you to for this very important role.
所以这就是相信。上帝才是历史的掌管者的意思。
This is the meaning of how you believe that God is the author of history.
所以呢，我们一定要明白这个分辨一定要分辨天气，一定要明这个分辨时代的神迹。
And therefore, we need to discern the weather and as well as discerning the time of the end.
我刚刚说了corona。这个事情之前和以后的时代呢，完全不一样。
So Corona before the coronavirus and after coronavirus, the whole entire situation would be different.
不敢相信的话，等一下看看。
If you're not, if you don't believe, you can see
in
short while.
我们以后的是整个社会的这个事情呢，不会回到以前的情况。
The whole entire society will not return back to its usual state.
我们的上帝呢，透过这一次的 corona 来，一定带来一个带来这个属灵上的新的季节。
And so, through coronavirus, God is going to brought forth a new spiritual season.
我们看圣经的话是这样的了，我们的上帝呢，透过这个 corona virus。以后的灾难来怎么样呢？结束了人类的历史。
And so through this coronavirus, through this disaster, to put an end to the history of mankind.
然后建立上帝的国。
And then God will build His kingdom.
为什么今天让你诞生在这个时代里面
？Why did God allow you to be born in this time?
因为我们的上帝呢，透过你来结束人类的历史。
Because God wants to use you to end mankind's history.
然后透过你来建立上帝的国。
And through you to establish the kingdom of God.
真的是这样吗
？Is that true?
我们看这个大尼利书第二章。
See Daniel chapter two.
第44节到第45节。
44 to 45.
大尼利书第二章第44节到第45节。但你的书第二章第44节到第45节请当那列国在位的时候天上的神必另立一国永不败坏也不归别国的人却要打碎灭绝 那一切国这国必存到永远你看圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说现在我已经说了 ，corona 的事情呢，是带来新的季节、新的 season。
Now I say that this coronavirus will bring forth a new season.
以后的事情是什么呢
？What is going to happen in the future？
结束了 corona virus 的事情过后，有什么时代呢
？After coronavirus end, what kind of time would it be？
神国的时代。
It will be the time of the kingdom of God.
那么，如果是这样的话。普通人可以进来上帝的国吗
？If that's the case, then can common people come into the kingdom?
那么糊里糊涂的人可以做王吗
？What about those that are confused and blur?
不可能的了。
It's impossible.
所以慢慢的、慢慢的明白吗？现在我们上帝对 coronavirus 有什么计划
？Understand what is the plan that God has for coronavirus?
透过这个 coronavirus 来要准备将来的王。
Through coronavirus to prepare and to equip the future ruler,
能够带领神国的人
a person that can lead and lead the kingdom of God.
所以呢，你告诉你旁边，你真的是重要的人。
Tell the person beside you, you are an important person.
你告诉你旁边的人说，恭喜你诞生在这个时代里面。
Tell the person beside you, congratulations, you are born at this age.
那么亚伯拉罕、大卫、保罗、摩西，他没有这个。 没有资格来参与这个那么荣耀的事情里面。
So Abraham, David, and even Moses doesn't have this glory to attend all this.
一定要明白这一点。
So we have to understand this point first.
不是说说而已。
It's not of a casual saying.
现在我们活在哪里呢？
And what age are we living in?
看第45节。
45.
请。 你既看见非人手找出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁你子民，那就是自大的神后来必有的事给王子民。这梦准是这样。 这讲解也是确实的。
Verse 45, inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure.
那么我们的主耶稣什么时候过来这里开始建立上帝的国呢？
Now when will Jesus come and to start his kingdom of God?
结束泥土时代了。
When the time of clay ends.
那么上个礼拜天我们已经分享了，现在我们这个时代就是泥土时代。
And last Sunday we shared that this is the age of clay.
这个时代就是silicon时代。
This is the age of silicon.
silicon时代是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by the age of silicon?
这个时代是AI时代。
It is the age of AI.
AI是知道吗？
Understand what is AI?
人工智能。
It's artificial intelligence.
现在我们活在人工智能。
And we're living in a time of artificial intelligence.
当然已经这个人已经开始用这个很厉害的 computer 了。
Now, man has begun to use these very intelligent computers.
但是到目前没有那么活泼的用这个AI。
But they haven't actively used this AI.
但是刚刚发生了 corona。
But coronavirus has happened.
结果呢，会提早开始用这个AI， 这个人工智能这个 computer。
And therefore, they will start before, they will start earlier to use this AI, this computer.
如果这个用人工智能这个 computer 的话，会发生什么事情？
And what will happen if you use this artificial intelligence?
有没有听过 Goldman Sachs这个公司？
Have you heard of this company, Goldman Sachs?
那边那个你如果要在那边上班的话，在全人类里面，你的头脑呢 0.1% 里面的人数才能在那边上班。
In order to actually work in this company, Goldman Sachs, you would have to be the 0.1% of this intelligent people.
如果你的儿子在Goldman Sachs这个公司里面上班的话，那么多的这个有女儿的家庭呢找你啊。
And so if your son actually works in this Goldman Sachs company, then of course a lot of these daughters will come and look for you.
你自己想想看，在地球里面，他们的头脑呢， 0.1% 里面的人。
And think about that, that their brains, their intelligence is 0.1% out of the whole entire population.
他们的薪水呢？
Their salaries.
相当高。
Really high.
但是最近请了这个AI职员。
Recently, they employ an AI employee.
AI职员来上班。
And so they invited and employed an AI staff.
意思说用 AI computer 的意思呢？
In other words, it's using AI computer.
结果发生了什么事情呢？
And so what happened?
600个人才。
600 of the talents.
你自己想想看， 0.1% 里面的话，他们的头脑不算神那样的头脑的。
So out of this 0.1% of this intelligence,
那么厉害的,
they are like God's brain.
600个人才能做的只有3个小时20分钟内结束了。
600 people, this AI actually take three hours and 20 minutes to finish the 600 people's work.
那么你拿到我的博士学位,
you have a doctorate, perhaps.
用在哪里?
Where are you going to use it?
那么老板以后会请你?
Will your boss hire you next time?
那么请你给你吃饭，这个到了中午喝咖啡，看报纸，这个示威很头痛了。
Hire you to eat lunch, to drink coffee, and even to protest.
就是请 AI 这个一套 computer 来上班够了。
That would be very troublesome, and so to hire an AI computer is much easier.
那么600个人。 会做到只有几十分钟内也会完成。
And 600 people, you can finish it within a couple of minutes.
那么刚刚发生 corona 了
And so coronavirus just take place.
不能上班了
So they can't go to work.
那么不能上班的话，请这个 computer 了
If they can't work, then just hire the computers.
你拿到你辛辛苦苦读书拿到博士学位了
And so you painstakingly you study and you got a doctorate.
那么哪一个人要你呢
Who is going to hire you then?
我们的年轻人醒过来
Our young people have to wake up.
现在你们面对这样的时代
You are facing with this kind of time.
哎呀，那个我很感谢神，我没有在这个 Goldman Sachs 这个 Max 这个那个什么公司那边，这个上班，很感谢神，我不没有机会被赶出来啊！不要这样想。
And so don't think, thanks to God, I'm not working in Goldman Sachs, and so I won't be chased out. So don't think that way.
哈，你要做法官
？For example, if you want to be a judge.
啊，那么这个最近呢？有一个法院请了一个 AI 这个职员。
There was a courtroom that hired an AI staff as well.
很厉害的法官花了七天的时间来才能做到的这个 AI computer 呢，只有一秒钟完成了。
And so a very talented intelligence judge actually spent 7 days to do a case. This AI spent only 1 second.
哎呀，很感谢神，我不会做法官。
Thank God, because I'm not going to be a judge.
是跟我无关的了。
And so it's nothing to do with me.
啊，你愿意做医生
？Even if you want to be a doctor.
通常我们最厉害的医生，诊断癌症的时候呢，差不多20%。诊断错。
And most intelligent doctors, well, about 20% of their diagnosis will be faulty.
那么最近有一间韩国医院请了 AI computer 职员上班。
And so recently there is a Korean hospital that hired AI staff.
你知道吗？乳癌等等的100%。
For example, AI, breast cancer, it has 100% prediction.
最差的话也是94%、96%、98%。
Even the worst accuracy would have about a percentage 94%.
你辛辛苦苦拿到了医生的 license.
So, if you get a doctor license,
哪一个人请你？
Who will hire you then?
现在发生 corona 了。
And so right now we have coronavirus.
所以不敢去医院了。
So you don't dare to go to the hospital.
那么透过你住韩国也是。新加坡有这样的电脑的话，可以透过电脑来可以诊断你的病情，你知道吗
？And so you stay in Korea, but through Singapore there is a computer. It can also diagnose your case.
要明白现在我们的年轻人活在这样的时代里。
We do have to understand that our young people are living in this kind of times.
因着 coronavirus 来这个 AI。产业呢更活泼起来。
Because of coronavirus, this AI industry is getting more vibrant.
弄清楚。
We have to understand this.
你的努力、你的力量、你的计划、你的文凭，有一天变成无用之物了。
And your plan, your own strength, and as well as your qualification, one day will become useless.
一定要明白这个，一定要分辨时代的神迹。
Now we need to discern the signs of the time.
你的才干、你的文凭、你的努力、你的计划，现在我们活在行不通的时代里面。
And your talents, your skill, and your diligence, we are exercising all this very uselessly in this time.
啊，你的才干、你的能力啊，没有办法突破下去。
And your skills and all your talents will not be able to break through from the.
以后你的文凭、你的 IQ 不能胜过 AI 智能。
Your own skill and your own talents will not be able to overcome all those talent skills.
有这样的人吗？
Is there such a person?
啊，有这样的人吗？以前是怎么样？能力时代了。
In the past, it's an age of power.
还记得吗？以前怎么选这个员工呢？
How do we select the staff in the past?
里面有这个沙子的袋子，背然后跑。
And so we'll carry a bag of sand and then we'll have him to run.
然后跑的速度最快的话选他来上班。
The fastest that run will choose that man to work
for us. 因为以前的工作是什么需要体力了。
Because in the past, the jobs require labor.
但是这个时代呢
And what about this time right now?
不需要体力。
We don't even need any body strength.
需要的是这个头脑。
We only need our brains.
需要的是知识。
We need knowledge.
你有知识你有一套电脑的话在这边没有工厂没有种田没有硫磺也怎么样呢可以生产很多的东西
If we don't have a knowledge even so that we don't have any factory or any label or any productions we can also produce a lot of things
不敢相信的话你看新加坡
Just think about Singapore
新加坡一定 미판예스不能生产.
Singapore cannot even have us one rice.
但是现在你们怎么 那么有钱呢?
How did you become so rich?
用你的体力吗?
Is it by your strength?
用知识力啊?
But it's by your knowledge.
不是吗?
Is it not?
但是现在 AI 人工智能这个 computer呢? 那么厉害?
But AI it's so intelligent.
那么你的文凭用在哪里?
Where are you going to use your qualification then?
你的 IQ用在哪里?
Where are you going to use your IQ then?
怎么办呢?
What are we going to do then?
但是圣经告诉我们说 不用担心.
But the Bible tells us not to worry.
不用担心.
Don't have to worry.
为什么不用担心呢?
Why do we not have to worry?
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说 不是为了 AI 人工智能来治理这地。
Now the Bible says that God never created artificial intelligence to rule over the earth.
虽然他们的知识那么厉害, 但是上帝没有让他们来治理着。
And although they have great knowledge, but God never allowed them to rule over the land.
也不是为了AI这个computer来创造了地球, 不是的。
Or even to create the earth for artificial intelligence.
以赛亚书第48章第18节那么清楚地告诉我们说，为了你，为了人，创造了世上了。Isaiah
48, that says that God, because of you, He created the earth.
然后我们看这个以弗所书第1章第4节到第5节的时候呢，透过上帝的孩子来治理这世上。Ephesians
chapter 1, verse 4 to 5 says that God, through His own children, to rule over the land.
所以你不知道圣经的话怎么样呢？坐立不安呢？
Therefore, if you don't know the Bible, you should be in anxiety.
现在我不晓得，起码韩国的很多的公司呢，不敢花钱。
Many of the company in Korea don't dare to spend money.
只是抓住钱。
But they just hold on to money.
为什么发生了corona以后？ 任何人也不知道明天的情况。
After coronavirus happened, they don't know what's going to happen on the tomorrow.
所以不敢投资了。
And therefore they don't dare to invest.
所以很多很多的公司呢，就是抓住这个金钱。
And so many of the companies just hold on to money.
结果呢，今天大学毕业了，然后他们找不到工作。
And therefore those graduates, they can't look for a job.
因为任何公司也不要扩张。
And so no company now wants to expand.
那么现在大学毕业过后呢，现在几乎休息。
Now all the graduates, after they graduate, they all rest.
你愿意驾这个飞机?
Even if you want to drive a plane,
终于你拿到了驾飞机的这个 license.
Perhaps you get a pilot license.
那么现在你的孩子呢?
But what about your children right now?
几个月休息了你啊?
How many months are they taking a break?
你愿意做 studio?
Even,
做空中小姐?
Even so that you want to be a stewardess?
你辛辛苦苦及格了?
So you passed that task.
那现在你的孩子做什么?
What is the children doing right now?
在家里休息了你啊?
It's just resting at home, right?
敢投资吗?
Do you dare to invest?
很不安。
You will be an unrest, right?
但是 认识神的话的话，不需要不安。
But if you know the word of God, you will not have to be in this insecurity.
明白吗？ 看这个年轻人不多的时候，为什么牧师很难过？
When pastors see very few young people, that's why he feels very sad.
我们不知道上帝的话语的话，我们 以后的事情呢，太让我们不安，最怕担心忧虑。
Well, if you don't know the word of God, the things that's going to happen in the future is going to cause a lot of worries, fears, and anxieties.
但是知道神的话的话，
But if we know the word, we don't have to worry.
第一次我已经说了，无论怎么样，我们的上帝不是为了AI computer来创造这个世上。
Number one, God created the world not for artificial intelligence.
虽然他们的能力是那么厉害，
And although they have great abilities,
但是我们的上帝呢，没有让他们来治理这地。
But God never allowed them to rule over the land.
还是为了我们来创造这个世上。
God created the world for us.
还是我们的上帝呢，透过上帝的孩子来治理这地。
And to his own children to subdue and to rule over the
sun. 所以以弗所书第1章第4节到第5节告诉我们说，为了让你治理这地，创造你了。
And therefore, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 5 says that because of you, that's why he creates the world.
所以虽然没有人能够胜过这个AI的能力了。
And therefore, nobody can overcome the ability of this artificial intelligence.
真的没有人能够胜过他们的能力。
No one can surpass them.
那么请了一个法官，
So he hired a judge.
给他7天的时间，
And he gave him 7 days.
然后处理有些事情，
7 days to deal with handle some things.
所以呢，他7天的时间才能处理了300件事情。
And so 7 days to deal with 300 tasks.
但是拜托AI computer了。
But when he asked an AI computer to do it,
他呢，
he spent.
不是七天,
it's not 7 days.
几秒钟里面, 不是几十分钟了, 几秒钟里面处理了60万件事情。
It's not a few minutes, but a few seconds to deal with 60,000 over things.
而且他那个AI computer的判断呢，比任何法官的判断更准。
The judgment of this AI computer is more accurate compared to this judge himself.
明白吗？现在我们活在什么样的时代里面？
Understand what time are we staying in right now?
是这样的了。
This is what happening.
但是为什么我们的上帝？ 到了这个时间安排了这个corona呢?
Now, but why God at this point of time arranged coronavirus?
因为透过这个corona 最有效地选出来上帝的孩子。
Because through this coronavirus to select the children of God.
透过corona来我们的上帝呢 最有效的方法来可以分辨哪一个是我的孩子，哪一个是撒旦的孩子。
So it's the most effective way through this coronavirus to select who are the, his own children and who are Satan's children.
虽然这个AI的智能那么厉害，
and although artificial intelligence has very great power,
但是拥有神统治能力的人才能 治理这地了。
But only those that have the sovereign authority from God has the ability to rule the earth.
圣经说这就是好消息。
And so the Bible says that this is a good news.
你看, 以赛亚书第52章,
Isaiah 52,
第七节,
verse 7.
以赛亚书第52章第七节, 请那报佳音传平安报好信 传救恩的对西安说你的神作王了这人脚登山何等佳美。
And verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings of good things, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns.
好消息是什么呢?
What does it mean by good news?
上帝做你的王,
God become your king.
意思说上帝统治的能力, 进来了你里面。
That means to say that God's sovereignty power comes inside of you.
这就是圣经告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible says.
如果你能够拥有了上帝统治能力的话， AI呢不能胜过你啊。
Well, if you have the sovereign power inside of you, then AI cannot control you.
不管这个时代怎么变，发生什么样的事情， 拥有了上帝的统治能力的话，没有人能够胜过你。
And so no matter how time change, but if you have the sovereign power inside of you, then nobody can change you.
不管AI能力也好，地震能力也好，饥荒能力也好，蚱蜢的能力也好，洪水的能力也好，任何事情也不能胜过你。
Whether it's a wall, famine, pestilence, locusts, and even this kind of things, none of this kind of power can surpass you.
圣经一直告诉我们说，拥有神 统治能力的人才能统治这个世上。
We understand that the Lord says that those who have the sovereign power will be able to rule over the land.
真的是这样吗?
Is that true?
你看撒迦利亚书,
Look at Zechariah
第九章,
9,
第13节,
13.
撒迦利亚书第九章13节,
Chapter 9, verse 13.
这个红色笔来画圈,
to highlight it.
请我拿犹大作上显的弓, 我拿以法莲为张弓的箭，西安哪，我要激发你的种子，攻击希利尼的种子，使你的勇士的刀。
And verse 13, For I have bound Judah, my bow, fitted the bolt with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your son, O Greece, and made you like the sword of a mighty man.
这里的希利尼的种子代表什么呢?
And here the sons, O Greece, represents
代表理性,
means represents rationality.
现在我们活在什么时代里面呢?
What time of age are we living in?
现在我们活在AI这个知识能力很厉害的 computer这个时代里面。
And so we're living in an age of artificial intelligence, very knowledge-based age.
这个理性这个 知识很厉害的时代里面。
It's an age where they emphasize on knowledge and rationality.
但是上帝的孩子呢, 能够胜过这个 知识的能力, 能够胜
But the children of God can overcome this rationality time as well as this knowledge time.
要明白,
we have to understand.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说, 예수再来之前的时代是什么样的时代呢?
The Bible says that before Jesus returned, what kind of age and time would it be?
아, 泥土时代了.
It's going to be an age of clay.
실리콘时代了.
It's going to be an age of silicon.
啊，AI时代了.
An age of AI.
他们所拥有的知识能力，你不能胜过他们的能力.
The knowledge and power that they have, you can't overcome, surpass them.
但是呢，上帝的孩子呢？
But the children of God
能够胜过他们的能力.
Can overcome their abilities.
千万相信,
Let's believe in this.
你只是拥有上帝统治能力够了啦,
you just have to have the sovereign power of God.
你能够拥有上帝统治能力的话, 怎么样? 这个时代怎么变? 发生什么样的能力? 任何能力也不能胜过你啊。
And so if you have the sovereign power of God, no matter how this time and age change, none of this power can overcome you.
那我们的上帝呢，愿意透过你来治理这些的能力了。
And God is willing to use you to subdue all those powers.
啊，不是我讲的，现在啊，到了末世发生什么事情呢？
From what I say, but in the last day, what will happen?
啊，希利尼的这个众子们啊，希利尼的意思是希腊的理性的、理性很强的、很聪明的、文凭很厉、拥有很这个很厉害的文凭的人。
And so old Greece, your Greece actually represent knowledge-based rationality, people that are filled with a lot of knowledge during the time.
可以说是英现在我们活在英雄时代了。
We are considered living in the age of heroes.
那么，知识很高的人，文凭很厉害的人，才能生存的那种的时代了。
Very knowledgeable people can survive. Very qualified people then can survive.
不管怎么样。
No matter what,
computer也好，人也好，但是呢，如果它里面没有上帝的灵的话，它死定了。Whether
it's a computer, whether it's a man, if he doesn't have the spirit of God, that person will perish.
不要受欺骗。So
don't be deceived.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，拥有上帝统治能力的，就是说拥有上帝的灵。
Now the Bible says that if the person has the spirit of God or to have the sovereign power of God, that person will be able to subdue and rule the land.
看起来他们那么厉害,
well, it seems like they are really powerful.
他们的文凭也好，他们的知识也好，他们所拥有的器材也好，那么厉害。
Qualifications and knowledge and even their possession, their cars, they are great.
但是他们的能力呢，不能胜过任何灾难。
But their power cannot surpass any single of those
disasters. 现在我们的上帝透过corona来让我们明白。
Now God through coronavirus is showing us this.
现在我们的上帝只是一点点这个批准而已啊。
God only permitted a small bit of it.
但是现在哪一个国家、哪一个政府、哪一个博士、哪一个医生可以胜过处理corona virus的问题呢？
Now which nations, which leader, and which of those doctors can deal with this coronavirus?
虽然拥有了这个那么厉害的AI 这个 computer,
and although they have this very intelligent AI computer,
可以处理吗？
Can they deal with it?
但是我们的上帝呢？ 你里面有上帝的灵的话，你可以处理。
Now if you have the spirit of God inside of you, you can deal with it.
很重要的了。
It's important.
真的是这样吗？
Is it true?
我们看创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
三节到第四节。
3-4.
创世纪第六章第三节到第四节。 我们透过撒迦利亚书第九章十三节来明白了我们是谁呢？我们是能够打死希腊众子的、你理性的、那个能力的这些的，对不对？
And so through Zechariah chapter 9 verse 13, we know that we are able to overcome the Greece, which means to say that represents knowledge and rationality.
意思说，虽然这个世上用 AI computer 么轻了什么，但么这个很厉害了，但是呢，你里面有上帝的灵的话。
Even so, they hire, you know, AI and computer, very powerful and very intelligent. But if you have the spirit of God inside of you, nobody can overcome you.
那我们的年轻人一定要醒过来。Now,
us, the young people, we have to wake up.
那么听说，哎呀，这个礼拜五我们的年轻人不容易过来。
It's not easy for the young people to come on Fridays.
也我不要鼓励他们。And
I'm not going to encourage them.
因为他们影响到他们的。 成绩,
because it's going to affect your results.
影响到他们的工作,
your result, it will affect your jobs.
影响到他们的功课,
and even to affect your homework.
不要乱讲,
don't anyhow say this.
你的成绩,
but your results,
你的知识,
your knowledge,
你所拥有的 computer,
and the computer that you have,
无法应付以后的灾难,
will not be able to deal with the future disasters.
你的博士学位,
your doctorates,
用不到,
you will be useless.
네 里面没有上帝的灵
If you do not have the Spirit of God,
没有人要用你
Nobody will use you.
为什么呢
Why?
比你好的那么多
There were so many people that are greater than you.
你认为你的文凭可以用得到
Do you think that your qualifications is useful?
你认为你的成绩可以用得到
Or to think that you can use your results?
以后的时代不是这样的
The time will be different.
在韩国已经开始了
Korea has started.
很多人不能上班
And many people cannot go to work.
结果呢现在公司用什么呢
And what are the companies using?
开始 AI.
They started to use AI.
AI computer.
AI computers.
很多人都失去工作了
And many people have lost their jobs.
要弄清楚
So we have to be clear.
现在我们是这样的了
We are like this at this time.
所以 你不能分辨这个时代
You cannot be compromised to this time.
还在强调学校的成绩
Are you still emphasizing on the results in schools?
还要强调你的计划
Or to emphasize on your own plans?
以后呢
In the future
用不到
You won't be able to use it.
不是用不到行不通了
Or You can't or
已经经历嘛
Or to say useless, you have experienced it.
很多的事情现在我们已经经历嘛。
Now many of the things we are experiencing right now.
这个是开始而已啊。
This is just the beginning.
啊，以后发生什么事情，
In the future,
你认为是可以用到
？Do you think that you can use any of this?
不是的了。
Because you can't.
用不到的了。
You can't use any of it.
看创世纪第六章第三节，请耶和华说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可到120年。”第四节，那时候有为人在地上。后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子。那就是上古英无有名的人。
And verse 3, And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There will be giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of man came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old men of renown.
노야时代的人为什么通八个人以外通通死了呢
Why did all the people die during Noah's time and only 8 survived?
노야时代是什么样的时代呢
During the time of Noah, what time is it?
堕落的天使跟女孩子结婚了
The fallen angels married with the daughters of men.
结果呢生了那么厉害的人
And they gave birth to very mighty people.
我们看历史资料的话英文是这个我们 Nephilim 嘛 Nephilim.
And when we see English, it should be Nephilim.
有些人的身高呢三到六米高
And some of their height is about 3 to 6 meters tall.
你知道吗人超过两米以上
For a man that is above 2 meters,
目前在全世界里面最高的人是多高呢
The tallest man on earth, how tall is it?
好像270左右公分高呢
I think it's about 2.7 meters.
他呢需要拐杖
He will need a cane, that
cane, walking cane. 自己不能站
He can't stand by himself.
因为太高的结果呢脚没有力气
Because it's too tall, that's why he doesn't have strength in his leg.
这是很高
He's really tall.
但是不能跑
But he can't run.
就是靠拐杖来慢慢的慢慢的走
We need a walking stick to walk slowly
但是当时的人呢
But the people at that time
没有超过三米
The people is not more than 3 meters
但是不容易站
But they are not able to stand easily
都靠拐杖
They need walking stick
但是呢这个第四节的这个叫什么英武有命的人呢虽然是三米多高四米多高六米多高但是呢很有力气
And verse 4 here talk about those people they are as tall as 3, 4, 6 meters tall but they are with great strength during that time
比如说是哥利亚
For example, Goliath
Goliath 是275公分高的了
Goliath is about 2.75 meters
但是他很有力气
He's of great strength
但是统统死了
But they all died in the end
没有能力来死了吗
Did they die because they are powerless?
不够力气来死了吗
Is it because you are not enough strength?
不够聪明来死了吗
Or lack of intelligence?
第三节怎么说呢
Verse 3 says,
他们是属血气的了
They belong to the flesh.
意思说理性那么厉害
They are very strong in their rationality.
他们的知识那么厉害
They are very strong in their knowledge.
不要以为你们挪亚时代的人是这个那时的当时的科学没有那么发达
Now don't think that during Noah's time science is not advanced
那么最近我们看这个考古学的话当时的科学呢最起码超过一 这怎么1964年以后的科学?
And so when we look at the archaeology facts, we understand that during the time, the science is beyond 1960 kind of technology.
当时的人那么聪明,
the people at that time are very intelligent.
很有知识,
and they have great knowledge.
啊, 你知道吗? 挪亚方舟这个上面有窗口,
and so Noah's Ark, right, at the top of it, there was a window.
啊, 窗口在哪里才对呢?
And there was a window. Where should the window be?
窗口在旁边才对呀?
The window should be at the side, right?
啊, 这个墙壁才对呀, 墙壁那边做了窗口才对呀?
It should be on the wall to make those windows there.
那么天花板那边做了窗口?
But instead, he make a ceiling on
the ceiling. 下雨150天咯?
He make a window there and rain for 150 days.
啊, 那我这个40天咯?
140 days.
那么, 这个水进来的话怎么办呢?
And so when the water comes in, what's going to happen?
但是挪亚方舟窗口在哪里?
But where is the window for this Noah's Ark?
窗口在天花板那边?
This window is at the ceiling.
但是你看原文,
but when you look at the original text,
那个不是窗口,
that is not a window.
无线的电灯,
that is wireless lightings.
Yeah. 不是这个窗口,
it's not this normal window.
我最近才看到了这个原文.
I recently studied the original text.
不是这个窗口.
It's not the normal windows.
无线的电灯.
It's a wireless lighting.
挪亚时代已经发明了无线的电灯.
And so Noah's time, there's already wireless lightings.
把这个无线的灯泡嘛，这个灯泡装在天花板那边的意思了.
And so he put this wireless lighting, this light bulb, on the top of the ceiling.
不需要发电厂.
And so he don't need any generators.
不要小看这个挪亚时代的科学.
And so don't belittle the science technology during Noah's time.
那个时代已经有了，没有这个无线的。 灯泡, 你知道吗?
So during that time, there's already wireless lighting bulbs already.
这些的技术人员统统死了。
And all those technicians all died.
结果呢, 从石头开始立啊。
And therefore, he started everything based on rock.
其实那个时代的科学呢, 那么厉害。
In fact, the science at that time is really advanced.
但是为什么灭亡呢?
But why did they perish?
这里说他们是他们的理性他们的知识那么厉害
and they say that their rationality and knowledge is so good
啊, 但是靠你的理性你的知识来生活的话上帝的灵不能住在你里面
but by your rational minds and your knowledge God's spirit cannot dwell inside of you
上帝的灵没有住在你里面的话你的知识你的理性那么厉害呀, 你会灭亡
and the, if the spirit of God is not inside of you even how smart how rational and how knowledgeable you are you will perish
但是我们说，哎呀，我们的这个年轻人需要读书。
And we say that, you know, because our young people, they need to study.
那么怎么鼓励他们来参加这个礼拜五的这个门徒训练?
How can we ask them to come and join the discipleship on Friday?
我告诉你，不要乱讲。
And I tell you, don't anyhow say.
你听神的话，到时候我们的年轻人才能得胜。
When you listen to the word of God, then our young people can be victorious.
靠理性，靠知识。 那么圣灵不能住在他们里面
By rational mind, by knowledge base the Holy Spirit cannot dwell inside of them
AI 这个人工智能不能支配这个世上
Now AI cannot subdue and to rule this earth
那么这个AI computer 虽然拥有了那么厉害的知识
Now this AI computer has very great knowledge
但是上帝的灵没有住在他们里面
But yet the Spirit of God cannot dwell inside of them
结果呢AI computer 呢不能支配这个世上
And therefore AI computer cannot subdue and to rule
一定要明白拥有神灵的才能支配这个世上
We understand that only those that have the Spirit of God can rule over this land
为什么呢?
Why so?
这个AI computer 没有 他们是被造物
Because this AI computer, they are creations
所以呢,没有创造的能力
And therefore, there is no creative in them
任何被造物没有创造的能力
None of those creations have created
拥有上帝的灵的时候才有创造的能力
And only those that have the Spirit of God has creativity
今天我们的年轻人拥有上帝的灵的话怎么样呢? 有创意
And so if our young people have the Spirit of God, they would have creativity
那么从上帝的灵 灵而来的这个创意呢 AI computer 也不能胜过
And so through this creativity to come by the Holy Spirit even the AI cannot overcome
所以呢我们没有得到从上帝的灵而来的这个 창조의 능력 또한 불능성전.
And if we doesn't have the power of creation, creativity, there's no way we can survive at this time.
이때 코로나 이후 포스트 코로나 저거 코로나 이후도 스타이트죠.
We gotta understand that post coronavirus time is gonna be like this.
네 용녀 총상대도 링 얼라이더 총장원 능력도 써호 네 차이능 더성.
If you have the power of creativity, that's the time that you can overcome.
소노몬다 상태 토고 코로나 나이 증가.
And so God through this coronavirus is warning us.
네가 현재 나이 그런 능고 인프노.
Now who can face with this time?
다스오몬다 상태 개인이 총장도 능력.
But if God give you the power of creativity,
네 거의 farming 야오.
You can invent medicine.
런웨이 현재 很多的 공소 倒下去.
And you think that many company they collapse and fall?
不一定.
It might not be the case.
상태 개인이도 공소 창의도화. 네가 공사 지다도 공사 倒下去的时候，你的公司可以复兴.
And so if God give you creativity, when all the companies fall, your company would rise.
예수再来之前，我们的上帝重新再安排整个经济结构.
And before Jesus returns, God is going to rearrange all the economic structure.
透过这个코로나来把所有的公司摇一摇.
And through this coronavirus, God is going to shake all those companies.
不是我讲的.
It's not what I say.
希伯来书这个第12章25节到第28节讲的.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24 to 25 says that.
我们的 상태 震动 一切的了.
So God is going to shake all things.
然后我们在那边不会震动的，我们的 상태 使用他们.
Those that cannot be shaken, God is going to use them.
然后透过他们来准备耶稣再来一度.
And through them to prepare the returning of our Jesus.
所以知道神的话的话，不需要坐立不安.
And so if you know the word of God, you will not be in anxieties.
明白吗？不要乱讲.
You understand that? Do not casually make statements.
你一直强调成绩。
If you emphasize on results.
但是你的成绩不能保障.
But your results cannot secure.
挪亚时代的人为什么灭亡?
In Noah's time, why did they perish?
不要说不聪明.
Don't think that they are not smart.
上帝的灵不能住在他们里面.
But the Spirit of God cannot dwell inside of them.
不用担心了, AI computer 不能支配你.
Don't have to worry, AI computer cannot subdue you.
那么有空枪这个电影里面，机器人会支配人类，对不对？
And so we see in the movies, you know, robots will dominate man, right?
不会发生.
It will not happen.
里面有上帝的灵，他们才能支配这个世上.
When you have the Spirit of God, these people will be the one that subdue and rule over the land.
这就是罗马书第8章第2节到第6节的内容.
Contained in Romans chapter 8 verse 2 to 6.
你里面有上帝的灵.
And so if the Spirit of God inside of you,
那么你死也能够复活起来.
Even if you die, you can live again.
罗马书第1章第3节到第4节的内容了.
Contained in Romans chapter 8 verse 3 to 4.
再来告诉你们,
and I say to you again,
你的成绩, 你的毕业证书, 你的努力, 你的才干, 会变成无用之物的, 现在我们已经进来, 会变成无用之物的那种的时代里面,
and so your results, your qualifications, your strength and diligence will become useless, and this is the time that we are living in right now.
Spec, 华文怎么讲 spec? Spec 很好的话，你会得上。
Your specifications.
Career 嘛 ，career.
Your
spec. 华文怎么讲？因为现在很多的年轻人一直强调嘛，好好这个准备很多的 spec 啊 ，spec 很好的话，可以不是的，这个现在已经进来这个。 你的 spec 变成无用之物的那种的时代里面了。
So we enter an age where your specifications, your skills has become very useless.
你没有得到很卓越性的那种的领性的话，不能生存。我们已经活在corona以后呢，会活在那种的时代里面。
And if it doesn't have an outstanding spirit, then you will not be able to survive in this time. We are entering into this time during this post-coronavirus.
真的，不要以为。 你建立很好的 spec 很好的条件的话可以得胜，不要想错。
And so don't think that building a very good spec for yourself you can be successful. So don't think wrongly in that.
拥有 上帝的灵,
but to have the Spirit of God inside.
那是你才能得到卓越性的, 这个能力,
that's how you can receive outstanding power and ability.
那么如果是这样的话, 到底我们怎么做能够得到, 这个, 上帝的灵呢?
Now, how can we do to receive the Spirit of God then?
啊, 我们看看一下, 提摩太后书,
Let's see, 2 Timothy,
啊, 第二章,
chapter 2,
第19节,
verse 19.
在中间我们彼此鼓励加油加油
Let's encourage one another Keep fighting
告诉你旁边的一定要分辨这个时代的神迹
And tell them discern the weather and the sign, discern the sign of the time
不要以为你的条件你的spec 能够应付以后的灾难
Don't think that your requirements and your skill and specs can deal with what's coming
这个创世纪第六章三节到第四节那么重要的咯
Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 to 4 is so important here
那个时代的人为什么统统灭亡
Why do people at that time all died?
不是不够知识
It's not because of a lack of knowledge
不是不够才干
It's not lack of skill
靠着自己的知识靠着自己的文凭等等来生活的缘故
Because they live by their own qualifications and skill
人呢 没有上帝的灵的话必定死
Without the Spirit of God, man will die
不要怀疑罗马书第八章二节到第 这个六节的内容
And do not doubt and contend Romans chapter 8 verse 2 to 6
那么怎么做能够 这个被上帝的灵来充满呢
So how should you do to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
那么意思说没有 这个没有被上帝的灵来充满的话不能生存
If you're not filled by the Holy Spirit You cannot survive that necessary
以后的时代是这样
The time that is coming is like this
你被圣灵充满的人才能活下去
People that are filled by the Holy Spirit Then can survive and live
跟以前的时代不一样
You'll be different from the time in the past
真的需要很厉害的能力
And we need to have really great power
得到很厉害的能力的人才能生存
And those who receive great power then can survive
但是靠你的努力靠你的文凭来拿不到
But by your own strength and qualification you cannot receive this
看怎么做能够被圣灵充满
How can you be filled by the Holy Spirit?
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter
19节,
2 verse 19
然而神坚固的根基立住了上面有这印记说 主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人，总要离开不义。
And verse 19, Nevertheless, the strong, the solid foundations of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows who those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquities.
第一个条件是什么呢?
Now the first condition is,
一定把你的人生建立在真理上面。
You have to establish your life on truth.
一定照着上帝的话, 照着上帝的旨意, 上帝的计划来生活。
And to live according to the word, according to the will and the plan of God.
不要以为读书读书读书用功用功拿到很好的文凭，那么可以生存，不要这样想。
And don't think that by studying and studying, you know, great diligence and you can survive. Don't think that way.
一定把我们的人生建立在上帝的话那边。
But to build your life and establish it in the word of God.
一定要明白上帝的旨意，上帝的计划的。
We need to understand the will and the plan of God.
一定透过这个coronavirus来要明白上帝说什么话。
Through coronavirus, to understand what God is speaking to us.
到底透过这个coronavirus来我们的上帝会带来什么样的时代?
And through coronavirus, what kind of age is God bringing forth?
明白这些的事情的时候,你才能得胜。
Now, as we understand this, then we can become victorious.
虽然我们 只有神的话才能告诉我们我们的方向
Now only the word of God can tell us our directions
这样你把你的人生好好建立在神的话语神的旨意那边的时候怎么样呢 我们的上帝才能达 神的印记了
And so as you establish your life on the will and the word of God That's how God will put a seal on you
意思说你照着上帝的旨意上帝的话来生活的时候 我们的上帝这个圣灵才能充满你的意思
In other words to say that as you live by the will and the word of God That's the time when God will fill you by His Holy Spirit
真的是这样吗?
Is that true?
你看这个大逆离
Look at Daniel
大逆离被掳到这个巴比伦去了
And Daniel was exiled to Babylon
凭什么来可以生存?
And so by what can he survive?
那个是撒旦的窝
That's a dwelling place for the Satan
而且他是俘虏民
And he is considered a slave
不是本地人
He is not a local
他是奴仆
He is a slave
凭什么来他能够生存
And so by what can he survive?
现在发生 corona 了
Now right now coronavirus happened
政府也命令说不要集合
Now even the government release and say do not gather
那么怎么生存
How are you going to survive here?
你不听话的话怎么生存
If you don't listen to the word of God, how are you going to survive?
但是但以理怎么决定呢
But how did Daniel decide?
你看但以理书第一章第八节
Is it Daniel chapter 1 verse 8?
他决定了我无论怎么样听神的话的
He decided no matter what I'm going to listen to the word of God
无论怎么样我照着上帝的旨意来走
No matter what I'm going to walk by the will of God
你看但以理虽然他的情况是不可能的情况了
Although that it's an impossible situation that he's in
用不听他们的话的话百分之百会死
If you don't listen to them he will 100% face death
但是他决定了无论怎么样听神的话了
But he decided no matter what he's going to listen to the word of God
就是无论怎么样好好敬拜我们的上帝了
No matter what he's going to properly worship God
他这样立志了
And therefore he purposed in his heart
这里的立志的意思是什么呢决定了只是听神的话
And here's a purpose in his heart means to say he decided to hear God
就是好好敬拜我们的上帝
Properly to worship God
那么结果呢
And what happened to him
看第十七节
Verse 17
请这四个少年人神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识但以理又明白各样的异象和梦兆
Verse 17 As for these four young men God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams
你的老板请了 AI 职员
And so your boss hired an AI staff
他真的是没有人能够胜过他的知识了
Nobody can surpass his knowledge
但是上帝的灵住在你里面的话你怎么样呢
But if the spirit of God dwells inside of you
AI computer 过来找你啊
AI computer will come and find you
然后请教你啊
And will ask you for opinions
明白吗什么时候呢
So when will this happen
把你的人生建立在真理上面
When you establish your life in the truth
还看第二十节到第二十一节
Verse 20 to 21
好请王拷问他们一件事就见他们的智慧聪明比通过的术士和用法术的胜过十倍
And verse 20 to 21, 21 And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrology who were in all his realm
你听神的话
So if you listen to the word of God
照着上帝的旨意来生活
And if you live according to the will of God
无论发生什么事情好好敬拜我们的上帝
No matter what you properly worship God
这样的话上帝一定打印
And God will put a seal on you
意思说圣灵一定住在你里面
In other words the Holy Spirit will dwell inside of you
圣灵住在你里面的话你能够得到了上帝的统治能力了
As the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you you will have the sovereign power inside
哪一个人胜过你呢
And who will overcome you then?
所以不要不安了
And so don't be in insecurity
圣经已经告诉我们以后的时代呢很厉害
Now the Bible says that the time in the future is going to be very powerful
很多很多的灾难用你的能力来无法胜过
And by your own strength you cannot survive
以后的经济结构和之前的经济结构这些完全不一样
Economic structure in the future will be different from the past
你的才干来无法胜过
And by your capability
但是上帝的灵住在你里面的话你可以得到很
And so if the Spirit of God dwells inside of you, you will have an excellent spirit.
一个卓越性的这个灵性了。
You will have an excellent spirit.
创造能力了。
Ability to create.
第二十一节。
21.
到古列王元年大逆里还在。
Does Daniel continue until the first year of King Cyrus?
大逆里进去巴比伦。
So Daniel entered Babylon.
主前606年。
He entered B.C. 606.
那么到了古列王元年
at the end of this, at the first year of King Cyrus.
此前是大力乌王
Before that is Darius.
大力乌王是539年
King Darius is 539.
这样的话已经606年到539年的话已经66年了
So 606 to 539 it's about 60 years
把这个大逆里 进去巴比伦王宫的时候，他的年龄是十八岁。
And so when Daniel entered Babylon, the kingdom, he was 18 years old.
那么66年加18年的话，几岁呢？
66 plus 18, how old is he?
84岁了。
84 years old.
这是大力物王的时间。
And this is King Darius' time.
但是在这边说到古利王元年，大尼利还在。
And here says that until the first year of King Cyrus,
这样的话，大尼利的年龄呢已经是94岁。
In other words, to say that Daniel would be 94 years old at the time.
你可以生存吗？
Can you survive?
不是以色列。
It's not Israel.
外国。
But it's a foreign land.
而且撒旦的窝里面,
and it's at the dwelling place of Satan.
不是普通人, 他在三个王朝里面做了总理。
And not a common man, but he is the prime minister of three dynasties.
而且当时94岁的话, 算是,
and it's 94 years old.
长命咯。
He lived a long life, consider 94 years old.
靠着你的理性。
By your own rationality,
靠着你的知识,
by your own knowledge,
靠着你的毕业证书,
by your own qualifications,
靠着你的文凭,
by your own certificates.
那么我们的老师还鼓励你这个年轻人青少年说, 哎呀，为了读书不要来这个礼拜五的时间。
And even the teachers actually encourage, say, because of their studies and results, don't come for this discipleship.
不要害他们。
Don't harm them.
你的文凭、你的毕业证书不能保障以后的灾难。
Your results and certifications cannot secure the future disasters.
如果大尼利也没有得到上帝的灵的话，怎么样呢？ 怎么在外国里面，怎么在撒旦的窝里面，拜偶像的国家里面，可以生存到那么长？
If Daniel doesn't have the spirit of God, how can he survive in the dwelling place of those demons until this time?
明白吗？圣经每一个字不是随便写的了。
And so every single word in the Bible is not by a casual remark.
我们觉得21节不需要这个字嘛。
We thought that there is not a need for 21 verse.
但是这个字其实告诉我们大尼利的年龄。
But verse 21 here actually shows the age of Daniel.
一定要听神的话了。
So we have to listen to the word of God.
一定要敬拜我们的上帝。
We must worship our God.
那时圣灵住在你里面。
And at that time, the Holy Spirit will dwell inside of you.
还有我们的上帝什么时候盖章呢？
When will God put a seal?
意思说什么时候圣灵住在你里面呢？
When will God dwell inside of you?
第一个是你听神的话敬拜我们的上帝的时候咯。
The first is when you worship God, when you, you know, worship God.
第二是什么呢？
Number two is
提摩太后书第2章第19节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 19.
应该你们已经忘记了。
I know that all of you forgot it.
再来读了。
You're going to read again.
刚刚读了吗？请。 然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说。 主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人，总要离开不义。
Verse 19, nevertheless, the solid foundations of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
你离开不义的时候, 圣灵才能进来我们里面。
And so when you depart from iniquity, that's the time when the Holy Spirit will enter.
这里的离开不义是什么意思呢?
When you depart from iniquity means
杀掉 自己,
put to death your old self.
杀掉老我,
put to death your old self.
杀掉肉体上的
And to put to death all those fleshly desires.
杀掉自己的想法看法。
To put to death all your own thinkings and opinions.
这就是这里讲的离开不义的意思吧。
This is the meaning of departing from iniquities.
杀掉自己多少能力多少的。
And so how much you put to death, that's how much of your power.
这个就是我们能够胜过AI时代的一个得胜的方法。
That is how we can overcome and to become victorious during AI time.
真的以后呢, 我们的经济呢会垮下来。
In the future, our economy will collapse.
暂时会复兴。
The short while, it will revive by itself.
但是长远看到我们整个事情都越来越严重了。
But if we see it in the long term, things is going to be more horrible.
这个 coronavirus是一 越来越变另一种了。
And this coronavirus is going to mutate as it goes.
所以发明药也是没什么用的了。
So inventing vaccine is pointless as well.
你发明药的时候有新的virus了。
Because as you invent this vaccine, there will be new mutations.
但是拥有神的灵的话不用担心.
But if you have the name of God, you don't have to worry.
可能很多人失去工作.
Many people may lose their jobs.
但是你不会.
But you will not.
一定要明白，不要说文凭，文凭，文凭， 已经结束了那个时代.
So don't emphasize on qualification because the time has end.
所以上帝愿意透过这个corona来让我们来明白这一点.
And so God through coronavirus is wanting us to understand this.
这是好而洗净我们的灵魂体.
Probably cleanse our body, soul, and spirit.
好而离开这个不义.
And to depart from this iniquity.
彻底的杀掉我们的肉体上的情欲.
And to put to death all our fleshly desires.
你看但以理书第六章.
In Daniel chapter 6.
第二节到第五节.
It's 2 to 5.
现在在那边，但以理做了总理，在三个王朝里面，他做了总理了。
Now Daniel has become the prime minister for 3 dynasty.
为什么他在外国里面，为什么他在撒旦的窝里面能够做总理呢？
How is it possible that he can be the prime minister in the demon's dwelling place?
第三节怎么说呢？
Verse 3 says.
英文来看的话比较明白。
You can answer better in English.
他拥有了 excellent spirit.
Because he has an excellent spirit.
他拥有了卓越性的灵.
Because an excellent spirit was in him.
为什么他能够得到了卓越性的灵呢?
How is it supposed that he has this excellent spirit?
看第七节到第七节和第十节.
Verse 7 and 10.
因为他里面没有罪了.
Because there is no sin in him.
没有罪了,
there was no sin in him.
他彻底地杀掉自己的想法、看法、肉体上的情欲了。
He put to death all the fleshly desires and his own thinkings and opinions.
那么结果呢? 卓越性的上帝的灵能够在他里面。
And therefore the outstanding, the excellent spirit can be found inside of him.
上帝的灵住在他里面的时候，撒旦也没有方法吃掉他。
And so when the excellent spirit is inside of him, even Satan can devour him.
反而撒旦也重用他。
And in fact, even Satan used him.
不是吗？这个巴比伦国家还有布什国，古列王是布什国。
And so the Babylon and as well as Persia, which is Darius, King David's time.
这个不是开玩笑的。
And all this are not joking.
不是一个王国,
it's not one dynasty.
已经巴比伦的帝国灭亡了,
because Babylonian kingdom has perished.
然后新的王国,新的帝国,布什国站起来了,
and there was a new kingdom, the Persia has rise in power.
容易吗你一个人可以活在这个,在不是同一个国家里面,不同国家里面,
and understand this, that a one same person become the prime minister of 2 different dynasties, yeah, 2 different.
那么透过这样的事情, yeah. 我们明白的事情什么?
So from this we understand.
得到上帝的灵,
we have to receive
okay了,
the spirit of God and everything will be okay.
那么怎么做?
How can we do that then?
集中在神的话了,
focus in the word of God.
要明白神的旨意了,
but we have to understand the will of God.
不要想这个神的旨意。
Don't think of the will of God.
然而只是想文凭、文凭、成绩、成绩、成绩、工作、工作、我的计划。不要这样。
And just think about your qualifications, your plans, and your my job, and all this. Don't do that.
这样来生活的话，创世纪第六章第三节告诉我们说必定死。
And the Bible says that if you do that, it will be like Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, you will die.
以后的时代没有得到上帝的灵的话，你无法生存。
In future generations, if it doesn't have the spirit of God, you will not be able to survive.
今天我们一定要明白，我们不是为了生存来这个生活。
Today we have to understand we don't survive for the sake of surviving.
我们的目标不是吃三餐。
And our purpose is not to feed ourselves with 3 meals.
我们的目标不是只是结婚生孩子，然后吃三餐，然后出国这个旅游，不是的了。
Well, our purpose is not to, you know, get married and probably eat 3 meals and to go overseas and have fun for holidays.
我们的目标是治理这地。
Our purpose is to subdue and to rule over the land.
这是上帝的命令了。
That is a commandment from God.
上帝为什么拯救你？
And why did God save you?
为的是让你彰显出上帝的大能和荣耀。
It's so that you can exemplify the power and the glory of God.
为的是让你治理这地。
To allow you to subdue this land.
以弗所书第2章第10节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says.
彼得前书第2章第9节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
不是为了生存，我们的上帝拯救我们。
It's not for the sake of surviving that's why God saved us.
所以呢，今天你不要为了生存来生活。
So don't leave, don't survive for the sake of surviving.
这是那么得到一个似母那样漂亮的女孩子。
And to have a beautiful wife like our Mrs. Kang.
然后生了3个孩子,
and I have 3 children.
然后住在 condominium,
and I live in a condominium.
很满足,
and I'm happy with it.
不是的了,
we cannot be like that.
为了治理这地, 上帝, 拯救你。
For the sake of subduing the land, God save you.
这样的话，我们真的需要上帝的灵。
For that, we need the Spirit of God then.
以后会发生更多更多的海浪。
In the future, there's going to be more wave coming.
但是为什么上帝这个让恶者来搞这个海浪呢？
But why did God permit the devil to stir this wave?
不是为了让我们陷入到这个困境里面。
It's not for us to come into this kind of hardship or trouble.
我们的上帝呢，透过这些的灾难来栽培，怎么样呢？拥有神领的那种的人才。
So God through this through these struggles and sufferings to cultivate a person that has the Spirit of God.
因为人呢碰到灾难的时候才能举手。
Because when man faced with tribulation, then he will raise up his own hand and surrender.
人呢碰到灾难的时候才能杀自己。
When man faced with suffering, that's the time that he will put to death his old self.
没有碰到灾难的话不会杀自己。
If there's no suffering, he will not put to death his old self.
那么我们的上帝也是没有灾难的话无法这个考验你。
So if there's no tribulations and disaster, God has no way to test you.
我们的上帝透过灾难才能test 看看，才能考验你，这个人真的是杀掉自我的吗？
And so God through this kind of disaster to test whether have you really put to death your old self.
你看《生命记》第八章
，Deuteronomy chapter 8,
第一节到第三节
，verse 1 to 3。
上帝为什么带以色列人进入旷野呢
？Why did God let those Israelites into the wilderness？
为什么呢
？Why so？
透过旷野的灾难来，明白你真的杀掉了老我的人吗
？Through this wilderness to see whether are you really a person that put to death your old self？
没有旷野的话，我们的上帝很难考验你啊。
If there's no wilderness, God cannot test you, right？
所以我碰到旷野的时候，我不要想文凭，时常就文凭好嘛，不要这个提一直这个照着你的计划来说，我这样的话不能生活。
And so if you're in the wilderness, don't keep emphasizing on qualifications and results. Don't raise your own opinions, otherwise you cannot leave.
看《生命记》第八章十五节到第十六节。
15 to 16 of Deuteronomy chapter 8。
上帝故意带你进入这个旷野里面。
And God purposely lead you into this wilderness.
旷野里面有火蛇。
And in this wilderness, there's
旷野里面有蝎子。
There is also scorpions.
旷野是干旱无水之地。
And it's a thirsty land where there is no water.
你的知识、你的理性没有办法胜过处理这些的问题。
Your knowledge cannot deal with all these problems.
你知道吗？这里的火蛇呢
？There's fiery serpents here.
万一被咬到
，If you are bitten by it，
只有27秒钟里面你会死。
Within 27 seconds, you will die.
明白吗
？Do you understand？
人没有水的话可以生存吗
？With no water, can man survive？
有这样的人吗
？Is there such a person？
但是呢，为什么我们的上帝这样做呢
？But why did God do this？
为了让你失败。
So to make you fail？
为什么我们的上帝批准让恶者来搞这个 corona 呢
？Why did God permit the devil to have this coronavirus？
为了让你陷入到困境里面。
So to make you go into this trouble？
不是的，我们的上帝呢，透过这些的灾难来栽培他需要的人。
You see, God through their sufferings to cultivate the people that He wants.
在灾难里面也是完全靠上帝来生活的话，怎么样呢？圣灵住在你里面。
And through sufferings, continue grapple of God, the Holy Spirit will dwell inside of you.
意思说，让你能够得到上帝的统治能力。
It means to say that to allow you to have the sovereign power of God.
一定要明白上帝的统治能力是全能的。
Now we have to understand that God's sovereign power is almighty.
没有人能够胜过上帝的统治能力。
Nobody can surpass His power.
最后让你蒙福。
In the end, you'll be blessed.
看第十六节。
Verse 16.
叫你终究享福。
To do you good in the end.
鼓励了。
So encourage.
鼓励。
Encourage.
特别我们的年轻人。
Especially the young people.
我觉得《使徒行传》第一章第八节告诉我们说，你们被圣灵充满，传遍到地极。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, that says that we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit and to be the witness until the end of the earth.
不晓得今天早上起来祷告的时候，我里面有到底对我来讲是地极是在哪里哪一个地方呢？
And so to me, this morning when I pray, I check myself at which part am I in right now.
然后大概三个小时一直为了这个事情来祷告了。
And for 3 hours I've been praying for this thing.
我觉得我们的地级,
And to us,
最后的地方就是 我们的地级就是我们的孩子了。
The end of the earth means our children.
我们的孩子就是我们的地级。
So the children are our end of the earth.
啊, 不晓得怎么做能够改变我们的孩子吗?
I don't know what to do to change them.
啊, 真的, 早上我觉得在我们的人生里面最难做的, 就是我们的孩子们的。
And so to me this morning, the hardest thing to do is actually our children.
啊, 真的, 我, 拜托你们, 我们多为了自己的孩子们, 真的多祷告。
And I plead that you continue to pray for your children. Pray for them more.
因为我们可以活到今天来了嘛。
We can live until today, right?
但是我们的孩子们呢,
but our children have a longer time.
没有得到上帝的灵的话, 他们真的是不能活下去。
Without the Spirit of God, they cannot live.
Corona 以后跟之前完全不一样, 你们一定要明白这个。
We have to understand that post-coronavirus, the time will be different from the past.
真的拥有神的灵, 他们才能活下去。
And those that have the Spirit of God, only those can survive.
不敢相信的话, 看启示录第六章14节到第17节。
We can also see Revelation chapter 6, verse 14 through
以后会发生很多很多的事情。
Many great things will happen in the future.
任何能力不能胜过这个问题。
And no, none of those kind of problems can
所以呢, 17节怎么说呢?
Verse 17 says,
哪一个人能够站立在 真的坐上帝的面前,
For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
意思说谁能得胜呢?
Who are the ones that can become victorious?
没有人呢?
Nobody.
但是有一个人,
But there is one.
看第七章,
Chapter 7,
第三节,
verse 3.
启示录第七章第三节, 受到神印记的人,
Those that have the seal of God.
得到上帝灵的人,
Those that have the Spirit of God.
他们呢?
They.
无论发生什么事情能够得胜,
No matter what happened, they can become victorious.
现在特别我们的年轻人, 活在, 等一下会面对这样的时代,
Especially our young people, they are living at this kind of time.
所以呢, 不管怎么样, 来,
No matter what, we have to come.
受训练,
Be trained.
然后把我们的人生建立在上帝的话那边,
and establish our life in the word of God.
彻底地杀了我,
and to put to death our old self.
这样的话, 圣灵充满,
and that's how we can be filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满的时候呢, 啊, 你变成大能的勇士,
when we're filled by the Holy Spirit, we can become mighty warriors.
啊, 我们一起来祷告,
let's pray.
我们的主耶稣真的感谢, 赞美你。
Oh, Jesus, we want to give thanks to you.
我们大概5分钟的时间开始来祷告,
let's pray for 5 minutes.